The rush to get the polio vaccine drive off the ground in Gaza is now more urgent than ever. According to the head of the WHO, Tedros Ghebreyesus, the baby, its first confirmed case, lost movement in his lower leg. However, he is in a stable condition. The World Body says with Gaza's health services widely damaged or destroyed and raw sewage spreading amidst a breakdown in sanitation infrastructure, Gaza's population is particularly vulnerable to outbreaks of disease. UN agencies have called for a 7-day humanitarian pause to allow vaccination campaigns to proceed in the enclave. Israel says it's working with the WHO and UNICEF to implement the vaccine drive, but accuses Hamas of preventing this from happening. Jody Jacobs, New York.